Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Yes, Asia. I just received my statement in the mail, and I got billed for a product that I had canceled last month, and I did not get it again. So I would like this to be credited to my account.
Okay, I can take a look at this for you.
Thank you. Give me
one moment.
Sure.
Can I have your zip code, please?
11779.
Gotta have your first and last name.
Winsome is my first name. Last name is Fenton.
Give me one moment.
Sure.
Okay, you did say your zip code was 11779, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm showing here your accounts have already been canceled. Could you verify me your shipping address, please?
It's 28 Valley Street in Lake Ronkonkoma, New York, 11779.
Yes, ma'am. It shows here that your account has already been canceled out.
I understand that, but I'm being charged again. You know, so I just got a charge here for $92.90 and one for $91.89.
And on what date was that you've been charged?
It was being charged to my TD account.
On what date?
Oh, the date? Hold on. Let me just go and make sure. The date is, one was April 30th. Card, and it says April 30th, and the other one was April 28th.
Okay, I'm not showing nothing for April the 30th.
Well, it's April. They were both, let me see. It's.
Oh, no, ma'am. I am showing something from April the 30th. And on April the 30th, you were issued a refund.
I didn't get a refund. It's a charge on my bill. When was the refund issued?
It was issued on April the 30th, ma'am.
Well, it wasn't. Charge on my bill here. For how much was it for? Because it's right here in $91.89.
Yes, ma'am, of $91.89.
There was no credit.
It's okay, the 31st was a holiday. You give it 3 to 5 business days. So,
April wasn't a holiday in April. There was no holiday in April. The holiday was in May 31st.
Oh, yes, correct.
Actually, there are two charges, one for $92.90 and one for $91.89.
Yes, ma'am.
When I spoke to the gentleman last month, he said that I didn't want the product anymore, and because I didn't understand what I was doing. I'm old and I was on the computer and I didn't really want it. So he said it was he would take care of it for me, and I'm noticing I just received my bill and it's on there again. It wasn't taken care of.
Okay, ma'am. On the 30th, the agency issued a refund for $91.89. Now,
when was the one for $92.90 issued?
Hold on one moment.
It's still showing up as it wasn't taken off.
Both was issued on the 30th.
They're still on my bill. Not as a credit. What should I do?
Well, ma'am, you should call your bank and have your bank look at it up and give have your bank talk to you about what's going on with your charges because
if it was issued on April, on my statement that I just received today, which is May, the end of May, it's now June, it should definitely not be on there.
It shouldn't, but from what I'm looking at, ma'am, on April 30th, you was issued a full refund of $91.90 and $92.
Credit was issued, or let me call my bank. Then credit was issued on April 30th, right?
Yes, ma'am.
For both. All right, I'll call my bank and find out what's going on. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.